Can you hear me? I am the voice in your ear, a sound wave that travels through the air into your ear. Are you standing relaxed and secure? If you follow the numbers on the exhibition plan, you are in the yard of Haus der Statistik, close to a tree here. Please close your eyes for a moment. The sun emits electromagnetic energy in the form of waves. These waves spread all around us in all kinds of lengths and directions. We can only see part of them. Those waves that we see, we call light. The type of wavelength and intensity of light define what shade of color and brightness we perceive. Even though the lighting changes constantly, we perceive objects as consistent in color and brightness. For example, we know that the green leaf in the shade is basically the same than the one lit by a patch of sunlight, making the green look much brighter. This phenomenon shows that the brain constructs our perception of color by comparing it with other objects in our environment. Open your eyes if you didn't do it yet, and as a warm-up with the viewing object, I suggest you, while looking into it and getting acquainted, you could try to rotate very slowly with it on the spot. Or you could also try to bend over very slowly to your right side. Or your left side. Let's walk towards the next position, the grassland at the crossing of Otto Braun Straße and Karl Marx Allee, and please take the viewing object with you. Head towards the entrance door of the exhibition space, and when you've reached the sidewalk, then turn left towards Karl Marx Allee. We will walk together, everyone in their own pace, while I continue to talk. We are able to see objects in three dimensions, even though on the curved surface inside our eye we only receive two-dimensional images. And to perceive depth, we don't even need two eyes. We are able to perceive familiar objects as having an unchanging shape. For example, the door that opens keeps its shape. It does not become narrower. Instead, we understand that it opens up. We perceive objects as unchanging in size, even though the size of their image inside our eye changes. For example, the plant is not growing when we approach it, but we understand that we are coming closer, because the image of it inside our eye gets bigger. If one object, like a tree, blocks the view of another, we understand that it is closer to us than the other object, and that the blocked part of the object further away still exists behind the tree in front. The texture or pattern of a closed object is clearly structured as the stones or the material of the ground. When they are further away, the texture becomes undistinguishable and the shapes blur into a patchy surface. Lines that look like running towards each other, like the shape of a path or tracks of the train, are actually parallel, and we perceive them as running from our viewpoint into the distance. This just to name a few indicators that we have to perceive depth. Humans are visual animals. The most important sense seems to be the sense of sight, both in Western societies and in their research. Interestingly, however, the dominance of the visual is neither a historical nor a cultural constant. On the one hand, it can be shown that the dominance of the visual has been increasing in the Western societies since the Middle Ages, and not just with the invention of smartphones. On the other hand, there are non-Western cultures in which other senses, rather than sight, are given first place in the hierarchy of the senses. The construction of the central perspective in the 15th century is essential for the development of the human-centered view on nature and all non-human beings. Please start track 3 once you've reached the next position, which is located between the clock and the light pole at the grasslands next to the crossing of Karl-Marx-Allee and Otto-Braun-Straße.